Good morning and welcome to our time of worship on this third Sunday of Easter. As we begin our service, we are reminded of the words of the psalmist in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Today, I welcome Favor and Liz as they join me in taking today's service. Let us now sing together hymn number 512, 512. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Let us offer unto God our prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Almighty God, we praise and worship you, for you are a great and living God. We thank you for listening to us, no matter how young or how old we are. We give thanks to you for sending us your Son, Jesus Christ, to show us that love, and to help us to see how you want us to share God's love with all around us. Forgiving God, you are always with us. And we can only ask your forgiveness for the many times we forget this in our daily lives. We bring all our burdens to you, our faults, our doubts, and our fears. Gracious God, please stay with us. Reach out towards us and help us to pause and meet with you. May you renew our strength as we continue in our journeys of life. Open our eyes so we see the signs of your presence around us. Open our hearts so we may receive your peace and love, and empower us to pass on to others the grace and the peace you have shared with us so freely. And now we join together to say the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I now invite Favor to take our reading.
Our Bible reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 24, reading from verse 13 to 35. On the road to Emmaus. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on, as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way, and Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." Here ends our reading. Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we are continuing to study events surrounding Jesus' resurrection. After Jesus' crucifixion, Cleopas and the other traveler left Jerusalem and headed down the road to the village of Emmaus. The two travelers were feeling disappointed, disillusioned, and defeated. The master they had loved and followed had been horribly put to death on a Roman cross. They summed up the situation when they said, "We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." The reports that Christ's tomb was empty had only confused the disciples more. Have you ever felt confused? I mean, really confused. Story is told of a university student who had a large K printed on his t-shirt. When someone asked him what the K stood for, he said, "Confused." But the questioner replied, "You don't spell confused with a K." The student answered, "You don't know how confused I am." Our reading tells us that Jesus joined the two travelers on their journey. Jesus met them where they were, on the road, amidst their journey, their pain, and frustration. He said to them, "What are you talking about?" Cleopas said, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things which have happened?" Jesus enters their pain and allows them to share their story of disappointment. The travelers were so wrapped up in this conversation with the Lord, whom they had not yet recognized. Drawing from the scriptures, Jesus spoke about the necessity for what had happened. When they arrived in Emmaus, they asked their fellow traveler to stay with them because it was getting late. So the man sat at the table with them. He blessed and broke the bread. And at that point, they realized that the person with them was Jesus. But immediately, Jesus left them. The travelers talked about how their hearts burned as Jesus opened the scriptures to them. They walked back down the road to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, they said to the disciples, "The Lord is risen indeed." They told the disciples of how a stranger walked along with them on their journey to Emmaus, and how he had at last revealed himself to them as he blessed and broke the bread at the meal. Their broken hearts had been transformed into hearts that were on fire for their Lord. Like the two friends of Jesus, during these extraordinary times, many of us are experiencing high levels of anxiety, fear, uncertainty, anger, and sadness. Some of us may be juggling homeschooling our kids while working from home. Maybe you are a frontline worker or you live with one. You want to be close to the person you love, and yet it is just too dangerous right now. Maybe you live alone by yourself and unable to adequately communicate how you are coping with loneliness. We miss our families and friends, grandparents and grandchildren missing each other, children and young people missing being in the company of their friends. Maybe you are concerned about your mental health, finances are tight or non-existent. We all want this to be over, but no one knows for how much longer. Today, we are reminded that like the travelers, Jesus cares for our hopes and our dreams. Jesus joins us on our journeys. He knows our brokenness. There is no life so broken that it is beyond God's ability to repair. God specializes in putting our shattered pieces back together and making our lives better than it is. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God brings healing to our broken hearts, and He uses us as means of healing to others. You are not alone. God is with you. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us in this time of worship. Please continue to stay safe and well, and be assured that you are in our thoughts and prayers. Could I now invite Liz to take the intercessory prayers? After the prayers, we will sing our closing hymn, hymn number 416, Christ is Alive. Let Christians sing.
Our prayers of intercession. I want to begin with a prayer from Christian Aid. Even in the darkest moments, love gives hope. Love compels us to fight against coronavirus alongside our sisters and brothers living in poverty. Love compels us to stand together in prayer with our neighbours near and far. Love compels us to give and act as one. Now it is clear that our futures are bound together more tightly than ever before. As we pray in our individual homes, around the nation and around the world, we are united as one family. So let us pause and find a moment of peace as we lift up our hearts together in prayer. Dear Lord, You are the Lord of love, a love so great that You gave us the greatest gift of all, Your dear Son. In these strangest of times, we come to You confessing all our failings, feeling inadequate, just trying to get through each day as it comes, and relying ever more heavily on You for protection, for guidance, and for wisdom. We pray for all our families and friends. Lord, keep them safe and content until we can meet up again. We pray for our church family here in St. John's, all those friends we're missing so much. Keep them close to You and strengthen their faith as they find ways to serve You in new and creative ways. We pray especially for all who are isolated and on their own. Be their constant companion, Lord, so that they do not feel abandoned. We pray for the wider church. This is such a wonderful opportunity to reach out to people who might not usually engage with church, when there are so many ways to worship from home, either on the radio, on TV, or on the internet. May they have their curiosity piqued and feel a special welcome so that they will be encouraged to explore further and to come to have a personal relationship with You. Be with all who are ill, those whose family or friends are ill, and those who are bereaved. You are the comforter, and the need is great. Be with all key workers who are doing such a wonderful job, be it in hospitals, care homes, in the emergency services, shop workers, or any other occupation that puts them in danger. We pray especially for the work of the food bank and for all the other services that are providing essential goods to those in need. We give thanks for Your protection and Your grace in the ongoing supply of food and money. We pray for our country and its government at all levels. Grant clear thinking and good decision making so that the suffering caused by this pandemic is kept as low as it possibly can. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
we use the Irish blessing for our benediction. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind blow at your back. May the sun shine warmly on your face. May the rain fall softly on your field. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Amen.